I'll just start. Throw this one at you about the team toughness aspect, Paul. Absence of 33 and Ben Chirot's not here, and Brandon Tanev obviously not a fighter, but threw his body around. How do you view the team toughness right now, and is it more of a collective than on one guy?
Yeah, that's true now of the National Hockey League. There are a few tough guys left, and Buff was a deterrent more than he was dropping the gloves with anybody. And it's also in some ways because the vast majority of room has never grown up in that environment. It's not as noticeable anymore, right? It just doesn't happen. So take care of each other. Stand as five guys and you'll be fine.
Was the thing that happened the other day in Minnesota with Little, I mean, is that something where there could have been a reaction, or a lot of guys don't see it?
Nobody saw it, right? And we get the advantage of replay. And to be honest with you, as a coach, you're not going in your room and making a point about that anymore, not after the incident, whatever it was, 20 years ago, right? You're not circling a name on a board anymore. The league decided there wasn't anything there, so we just move on.
And not just a short one about that. So team toughness isn't just fighting. I mean, do you feel like the bodies are there, especially in the back end, that can push people around a bit enough in your own end?
There's only one question on team toughness, is if you can get to a puck first, do you? And that's it. I mean, if you can get to a puck, you go get the puck, then you're not intimidated or afraid of anything that's going to happen. So we get pucks first. We're not late.
Not sure this is a day too soon, but do you expect the lines and pairings tomorrow as we saw them today in practice?
Not far off, yeah.
Do you expect Sammy Niku back at any time in the soon, near term?
Yeah, Sammy had basically 2 days of training camp. He came off a car accident and then a groin pull. And he got a skate in yesterday, but he wasn't there. So I know he's not going in. And then we get into 4 and 6 on the road, which means no practice time. So he'll go and get till he's got to get back to, he's healthy, but he's not conditioned strong yet, and then get some time in some games. What the window is on that, I don't know. Part of it, how he's doing, and the other part of how these guys here are doing.
Paul,
how
do you feel your team has dealt with, and yourself maybe, dealt with all the adversity that's kind of surrounded, whether it's Buffalo, all the injuries?
Well, I'm not going to assess myself. I'll just say that it was close to one of the best camps I've ever been a part of in terms of the players continued to work every day, regardless of the load, and it was a heavy, heavy camp. Then we got into, at one point, I got 16 names on my dinged up list, so we pulled off them. But focus and camaraderie, right? They're laughing and joking and working real, real hard. Really enjoyed the camp.
Do you feel like you guys are not on the back foot? You're not starting on the back foot, but like, do you feel like you guys are kind of not being looked at as a, I don't know if a contender is the right thing, or do you just feel like you guys are being labeled as maybe an underdog?
I don't know the answer to that, because I don't think we, So this would be more personal. I don't spend any time looking at that stuff. I really don't. And I don't think the players spend, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they spend a whole lot of time taking a look at the assessments. What you can almost tell in belief a lot of times is how consistent are they with their game. They'll stay with their game and run the game they want to play. They believe in it and they believe in each other. And we've been consistent.
Should the pairings not change, what makes Pionk the right guy to bring Heinola into his NHL?
That's as much about balance as everything else, right? So we puck movement. Neil's a real smart guy. He plays a version of Josh Morrissey's game, very efficient, touches pucks, puts them in the right spot, and then he reads his own end really, really well. So that's kind of that steadying veteran guy.
Your lineup has a lot of changes for a number of reasons. Going on this road trip, is there still a lot of, I don't know, auditions and evaluations of this group that you have?
So that never changes, right? Regardless, if your group comes back the same, you're moving people around based on, you know, who's improved, who's struggling. We're going to get to know these new guys and then maybe reassess where their best fit is. We do have two really young players that are almost junior eligible, even though they wouldn't play junior hockey in our lineup. So we have to assess where they're at. That might be what we would be looking at early on. They're also playing, which means they deserve to play. They've, through camp, established themselves in that pecking order. So other than the normal evaluation, certainly looking forward to it. At least we got something to talk about in the non-hypothetical. It's a big game tomorrow, then, because we got to talk about that next day.
Paul, is there something that makes Nikolaj Ehlers the right fit for that top line right now?
It's worked. He can play at the pace of that line. That's a piece of it, right? Those other two guys, man, they can move. And we've liked the times that he's played there. We need to see enough of it early that we have a faith that it would continue, and that's he's coming out of that three-year pro where we stopped considering him a kid anymore. But he has the skill set, and he's a good enough player to play there for sure. And the speed. Speed's a real challenge with Blake and Mark because they get going up the ice pretty quick. You got to be able to stay with them.